I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Colombia's quintessential music is cumbia. Its brassy stepchild is called poro. Both are heard on a new 2-CD compilation called The Original Sound of Cumbia. The recordings are vintage, compiled from old 45s, 78s, and LPs. Here's a taste. That's a track called Cumbia Negra by the ensemble Jaime Simanca y sus Fandangueros. And Will Holland, what year is that?
I would say that's around 1967, 1966, around there.
We're speaking with Will Quantic Holland. He's the producer and curator of The Original Sound of Cumbia. And the subtitle of the album, and this is key to Will's story, The History of Colombian Cumbia and Poro, as told by the phonograph, 1948 to 1979. So, Will, I got to say, the past 2 or 3 years has seen just a huge number of collections of old school music from Colombia. Now, you release this double album going way back to 78 Shellac Records and the 1940s, and I guess the well isn't dry, not by a long shot.
No. I mean, we've been hard at it. I mean, the thing is that what comes to light at first when looking into music is the more accessible forms of the music and the more kind of, let's say, mainstream kind of output. Mm. And, you know, records like this just take their time because it's made up of like really, really rare records, basically. You know, it takes you a long time to put together a compilation like this because it's all about kind of finding certain records, and you hear about them or you find them but in bad condition, and you have to find a better one to make the compilation. So it's really a long project.
Now, I want to ask you something about Colombian geography, because it seems the River Magdalena seems to have a key role in the evolution of these musical styles in Colombia, kind of the way the Mississippi, kind of gave birth to all sorts of styles, starting with the blues. Why is the River Magdalena so important to this music?
Yeah, in the compilation, I wanted to give that comparison because it occurred to me that it's kind of like a parallel history, really, in and around the Magdalena in the north of Colombia, where you have all these different cultures that coexist and sort of live beside the Magdalena, which is a really nice thing. And obviously, there's a lot of songs like El Pescador and Amor del Magdalena, which talk about kind of love on the Magdalena, or, you know, fishing in the Magdalena River. And, you know, so it's very part and parcel of the whole music.
The variety of the ways this music is played by all these different artists is pretty fascinating, too. I'd like us to listen to a tune by a group called Los Cumbiamberos de Chorrera. And the song is called La Miera. Give us a caption for the tune, Will, and then we'll have a listen.
Well, in La Miera, this is kind of one of the theme tunes that is played at Barranquilla Carnival, which is like one of the biggest carnivals after the Carnival of Rio or Recife. And it's played on a really, really small instrument. It's like a cane flute, and it's played with the tongue and with the mouth, and it's very hard to play.
And that's a key instrument here. Let's have a listen. What's the name of that instrument again?
It's a flauta de millo, or flauta atravesada.
It sounds like a soprano saxophone, or almost like John Coltrane in his sort of more avant-garde compositions. It's an extraordinary sound.
Yeah, it's an incredibly loud instrument as well, and looks incredibly simple, but it's probably one of the most complex things to play that Colombia has, really. It's incredible.
You're British, Will, but now live in Colombia, and I was going to call it an affair, but a relocation tends to imply something more serious. How did your relationship with Colombia begin?
I traveled with a good friend of mine who compiles records for Soundway called Beto Guillemont.
And Soundway is the label in London that actually put out this compilation.
Exactly. So we met in Cali in 2006 or 2007, can't remember, and looked for records. And I had another friend in New York whose grandfather lived there. So I went and stayed with his grandfather. And it began, you know, the love affair began then. And I think... I said to my mum at the time, I'm just going to go for 6 months. And she said, you're not going for 6 months. Don't be stupid.
She knew better.
She knew better. But, 5 years later, you know, she's happy I'm there. And I've probably evolved so much more as an artist myself because I'm a musician and producer as well. Right. So it's been really good.
What hot music still needs unearthing in Colombia, do you think?
I would say that there definitely needs to be a compilation just on music from Chocó, which is a region in the northwest of Colombia, which is kind of a fairly remote region. It rains more in Chocó than anywhere else in the world.
It's on the Pacific coast, I think.
It's on the Pacific coast, and they have a type of music called chirimía. They have a long history of jazz and kind of like the brass band, New Orleans sort of formation of brass instruments, but with obviously like a heavy sort of Afro-Colombian influence. And then also in Buenaventura, like in the southern part of the Pacific coast, and all the region around it, Timbiquí, Tumaco, Huapi, you have a lot of music made broadly called curralao that has a lot of different genres within it. But that also really needs a compilation to itself. So that's, I'll be probably focusing on that over the next year.
You'll be busy.
Yeah.
Will, great to speak with you.
Good to talk to you.
El porro es hermano de la cumbia. El porro es hermano de la cumbia. En sus notas se refleja los paisajes de la costa colombiana. Los paisajes de la costa colombiana.
Will Quantic Holland compiled the new 2-CD set, The Original Sound of Cumbia. We also have a very cool interactive musical map of Colombia that's online at theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. The World is produced by Jeb Sharp, Andrea Crossan, Joyce Hackle, Carol Hills, David LaValle, April Peavy, Adeline Sear, Tracy Tong, and Carol Zoll. Ann Lopez is our director, assisted by Catherine Griffin. Our editors are Jennifer Gorin and Aaron Schachter. William Troop is senior editor, Chris Wolf, news editor. Our managing editor is Jonathan Dyer. The executive producer of The World is Andrew Sussman. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. You can join us online anytime at theworld.org. Have a great weekend.
El porro es hermano de la cumbia, en sus notas se refleja los paisajes de la costa colombiana, los paisajes de la costa colombiana, donde nacen estos ritmos ardientes. El porro es hermano de la cumbia.